This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The man accused of killing three family members in Pennsylvania this weekend is being formally charged now. Authorities say Andre Gordon killed his stepmother and teenage sister with an AR-15 style assault rifle Saturday morning, then killed the mother of his two children at another home. He fled to New Jersey in a stolen vehicle where he barricaded himself inside a house and was eventually arrested. He now faces charges in both states, including first and second degree murder in Pennsylvania. Marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. USA's Dave Collins.
New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. While numbers seem to have recovered from the pandemic, the last two decades have seen an overall downward trend in marriage rates. I'm Dave Collins.
One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, grow up, live up to your responsibilities. Don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. The White House nowhere near in agreement with the idea that it's time for Israel to bring new elections. At least that's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told Fox News Sunday this weekend.
He is the prime minister of Israel. We respect the sovereignty of the Israeli people.
Kirby referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu following Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's speech calling for new elections in Israel last week. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Former President Trump says he warned Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. He made that comment while speaking with Fox News over the weekend, also claiming Russia never would have invaded had he been reelected president in 2020.
I would have negotiated a deal. I don't even know if I would have had to negotiate. They never would have attacked while I was president.
Ukraine's running out of ammunition and resources in the battle as U.S. aid has hit a roadblock in Congress. Meanwhile, the world learned of Putin's recent reelection to the top office in Russia, meaning the conflict with Ukraine will continue. Now everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week, claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned overturned on appeal. He argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Well, while the church has been sleeping and is slowly but surely waking up from its slumber, it is facing kind of a shocking reality. Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church and founder and president of American Faith, his new book is about to be released called It's Midnight in America. Confront fear, embrace courage as the final hour approaches. This is a wake-up call and a shaking of the church. It is, in a sense, the way I look at it, a bit apostolic. Because like the apostles of the early church, what did they do? They were constantly steering the ship. And when it got off course, there was fine-tuning and adjustments. Almost, I look at it in my worldly perspective as kind of like a chiropractor. You know, when your body's out of sync and you're misaligned, you need to have a chiropractor come in and bring everything back into order again. And to me, I see the apostolic anointing being somewhat similar to that. And I've seen this in action through my faith experience. And Phil Hotzenpiller is one of these individuals that is so gifted to do that, sees the problem and confronts it. And as he says so brilliantly, the world is not falling apart. It's falling into place. Now, I can see where the church would wake up and say, what the heck's going on? You know, it's all gone to hell in a handbasket. And they start freaking out because they haven't been in tune with what God is doing. And but understand that God is still on the throne. And this is why no matter what you're seeing, it is falling into place. Right, Phil Hotzenpiller?
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. You know, when you look at what's happening in our world and you take more of a perspective from, let's just say the Bible, and say what's been happening over generations in the Bible, and we see the hand of God moving. We see, you know, the forces of evil try to, you know, challenge God. But you also see prophecy that has extreme accuracy in the Bible. And when you begin to put those pieces in place in light of contemporary culture, it really is enlightening. And that's what I try to do, is say, what does the Bible have to say? And specifically, what's going on in America and how do we relate to biblical prophecy?
Well, when you appreciate that God never changes, same yesterday, today, and forever, you look back historically at the historical document of the Word of God and see how God's character and how His plan always pays out. It's always moving His creation to righteousness, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And the things that it was always confusing. Remember this. It was confusing even to the prophets who wrote about what's going on. And it wasn't like they fully understood what they were writing, but they were writing under inspiration of God. They were writing in trying times. They were trying to sort through what was going on in the world. But at the same time, they were moved along, the Bible says, by the Spirit of God as they were inspired to write holy text. And so don't be shocked that you or everyone around you is confused by what's going on. You have to step back out of the problem and say, what does the Bible say? Does any of this line up where I am today? And you're going to find some amazing, amazing parallels. In fact, one of the chapters in the book is called The Prophetic Clock. And what I do is I take prophecy that has taken place really just over the last 75 years and show how that's been fulfilled in our lifetime since the founding of Israel in 1948. And when you begin to see it in one chapter like that, and you say, well, what's really going on? And then I talk about some yet-to-be-fulfilled prophecies. I think I list about three of those that are some big ones on the scene that are going to affect everyone worldwide. Then I think it helps you. And I think most people want to know about end-time prophecy, but it's too confusing. They jump into the book of Revelation. They go, I don't even know what's going on here.
Exactly.
Or the other person is the person that says, I'm afraid. But remember, prophecy was written for believers to give them hope, not to bring them fear.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that the people who are waking up and seeing these signs, it's undeniable. You know, oftentimes, Phil, you and I've talked about this, is that I think it's quite instinctive when calamity occurs. One of the natural reactions for people is to look up, you know, and you know, and you're thinking, okay, maybe the angels are going to show up and say, what are you looking for? Right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, but it's instinctive, regardless of somebody's level of faith or lack of faith or whatever, instinctively we look up. Because we understand the answer isn't at the horizontal, it's at the vertical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, sometimes it takes a crisis in our life for us to come to grips with what's happening. You know, it's been said that a paradigm shift doesn't occur without a crisis. So unless something disrupts in your world, you don't really typically pray longer, dig deeper, think more profoundly. You just don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about a paradigm shift. I mean, we're on a verge. I mean, you look at all the stuff that's happening internationally, economically, all that's going on, the vulnerability of America. Here, America has been, you know, the number one superpower of the world. And right now, we're probably at the most vulnerable since we were in the position of becoming the dominant world power in the world, where even the petrodollar is at risk. You know, in the last 70 years, we haven't won a war. We're interfering with what's going on with Israel. You know, because you can't mess around with God's chosen nation. And every time in the past that America has done that, you'd think they'd learn their lessons, because this has been well documented by, you know, several scholars, including Dr. John McTiernan. Even Bill Koenig has written on this extensively as well, is that every time the United States interferes with God's foreign policy for Israel, a natural disaster follows, Phil, within like 24 hours. And I think to the tune, when you add up all the natural disasters, it's probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage that has taken place. You would think that the, you know, the elites of our government would realize that when you start interfering with Israel, you better be careful, because you're on hallowed ground, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. And it's been one of the keys, I believe, to American success has been honoring the Abrahamic covenant, which says, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who curse you. And that's a really big thing, you know, if you pull back. But if you don't believe that there is any validity in the sacred text, which most politicians, I would venture to say, either are ignorant of or aren't honoring, then you know, you put yourself in a risky situation.
Well, it's midnight in America. It is a wake-up call for all of us. Not only America, but dare I say, the world as well. And, of course, it's soon to be released. The release date is exactly when, Phil?
April 2nd of this year.
Coming soon to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm being metaphorical, but you want to get your hands on the book, and you can pre-order it right now, right?
Exactly. You can go to Amazon or any of the other big online platforms and get the book. They'll deliver it to your door, and you can start reading and share it with friends, tell others about it, buy a couple extra copies, and hand them out.
We're get in alignment with...
We're going to get pieces of them and give them to the police department.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. wallofire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's Phil Hudson Pillar time, the founder and president of American Faith. And Phil, again, remind everybody just quickly, we've got Midnight in America. It's out in a couple weeks. You can pre-order it. This is a book you want to get your hands on because You want to be in alignment, and in unity with the triune God that is moving, because things are falling into place. You can't have all the discrepancies and all the things that are anti-righteous happening. And I believe that, you know, the sense is that, you know, God is he will intervene because that's his character, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And God is a God who watches over and cares for his children. Mm-hmm. And throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, you're going to see the hand of God. And what if you could take and put scripture together with contemporary issues? What if you, yes, so to speak, could read your media feed on your phone or your computer, however you get your news, and read, on the other hand, you've got your Bible, and you're putting these things in sync so that they don't feel disconnected with contemporary, exactly, society. That would be very helpful. And I think people, yeah, have found, this is one thing I've heard through from people over the years is about my ministry, is I'm able to do that. I'm able to, yes, take the complex, make it simple, put the two pieces together, and give you hope in the hour.
Yeah. Well, and when you do that, Phil, and this is, you know, a gift from God that God has given you, that you're sharing. I mean, the blessing that he's given you, you're sharing with, you know, people who follow you, people that influence church, others in your circle of influence. It's such a blessing, and they're saying, okay, I see how this works. This isn't a traditional kind of church experience where you come and you go and you set it aside. I mean, you are you're empowering people with something that activates them 24/7, 7 days a week, not just on Saturdays or Sundays.
Well, yeah, you know, think about this situation. You're sitting around the dinner table with your family. That may not happen as often as we'd like it to, but it does occur. And somebody brings up, wow, what's happening in our world? And you can say, I know. I mean, there's a lot of power in that, because there's a lot of fumbling around, even among Christians, about what's happening in our world and where's this thing going and how do we find hope? How do we find answers? And if you become a resource for your family or for your friends or for your colleagues at work, for the people you go to school with, wherever you might be, you need a resource. And I've broken this book down in such a way that you can literally turn to a chapter and it reads by itself, self-contained information. You don't have to read the whole book. You can go like, well, I just want to find out about this. Well, find out about that. It'll probably prompt you to read another chapter. But the thing I've tried to do is to not make it so you have to start the beginning, read through the whole book, get to the end in order to know what's happening. You can actually, exactly, select a chapter. It'll stand alone.
Well, and the thing is, knowledge is power. And this is why the forces right now, political forces included, Phil, are trying to, you know, deja vu one more time, trying to, you know, quiet the language of the church. You know, we're now Christian nationalists. You know, we're being marginalized and identified in such a way. But, you know, people of faith have to realize you don't have to apologize for the truth, because it comes from God. That's their problem if they don't want to accept it. You know, it's kind of like when Jesus sent out the apostles and disciples in twos, right, in pairs. He said, look, if the people are willing to accept what it is that you're sharing with them, fine. If not, then just, you know, wipe the dust off your feet and move on. And I think, again, in looking at the traditions of our faith and, again, the consistency of God, you know, we're not going to bring everybody into the kingdom. That's not our job anyway. But we need to be light, you know, light bearers and carriers and projectors of the truth. And the culture has done everything they could, you know, to hit us in the mouth and shut us up. But at what peril? At their very own peril, Phil.
Well, indeed. Indeed. And, you know, when Charlie Kirk and I were speaking last week on this very subject, you know, we realized that the problem is really not the people. It's really, the problem is pastors who are trying to avoid hard topics and really shepherding their people in the times that we live. And this was one of the great warnings of the Old Testament, was the shepherds who were not preparing or were not protecting the flock. And right. there's actually a work to be done in this matter. And it is hard work, and it is challenging work. And it is not always met with, you know, the same kind of enthusiasm as five ways to be happy today sermons.
Yeah, right,
but at the same time, that doesn't prepare you for the future. It doesn't prepare you for what's happening in our contemporary society. And, you know, we're all familiar with, you know, urban worlds. When we created a suburban world in order to get away from the crisis, and then we put gates on our suburban worlds and alarms on our houses, because why? Because we didn't know how to deal with crisis.
Exactly.
And there comes a point at which you can't get secure enough, because the fear is internal and the worry is internal, and it's not in your environment. You got to find strength.
Right. Well, in the book, It's Midnight in America, as you mentioned, you focus on the prophetic clock. And you and I have talked about this, gosh, I think almost from the first day we ever met, in looking at God's prophetic clock and why we need to be attuned to that. And that is because repeatedly in the Bible, you see where people missed out on their appointed time. What happens if you miss out and you're out of sync with God's appointed time, Phil?
Well, you know, the Bible talks about time, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a chronos time, meaning that a sequence of events, but there's always that kairos time where there are things that God has put into your life. And if you can recognize them and seize that opportunity, it can make a big difference in your life. And what we want to do is point out some of those opportunities that God has for you, you know, as an individual, as a, you know, just a Christian on planet Earth who needs to understand the hand and the voice of God. And, you know, we start that the first chapter is really calling COVID a dress rehearsal. And that's exactly what it was. It was only a dress rehearsal to see how society would react. More and more of this evidence is coming out. You know, you're going to see more and more fallout about how all this was mishandled, how this was really a setup. Well, we kind of take a look at that, and we try to look at it from an objective biblical perspective versus a, you know, irrational emotional perspective.
And the thing is about it, where we are right now is we're able to have this conversation. Whereas Phil, not that long ago, you know, in fact, even still, you know, I do a weekly YouTube TV show, and I have to be careful about how we address COVID, because otherwise they put you on timeout. They don't want to hear it. But even YouTube and all their power and some of these social media agencies cannot restrain the truth. This is how powerful the truth is that it knocks down walls, doesn't it?
Truth always wins. It may seem like it's a slow-moving train, but truth always will prevail. And, you know, that's the one beautiful thing about, you know, a republic versus a democracy. Sometimes it takes so long. But remember, in a republic, you can talk yourself out of the crazy idea that you wouldn't in a democracy if you voted immediately. And
So, the
process is good, and you know, but truth will prevail. It will rise to the surface, you know. And when Jesus was commenting on truth, he said, you know, my word, or thy word is truth, God. So where's ultimate truth? The word of God.
Yeah, exactly. Less than a minute left. We didn't get a chance to really target on the topic, the other topic we want to talk about, but obviously we need to talk about Midnight in America and all the associated topics with that, and the release of the new book coming out in a couple of weeks. And this has to do, you can find out more information in American Faith, read about it. You wonder how this could be. All of them had the same vision. That is divine intervention as Jesus appears to Gazans in their dreams. Read more about it in American Faith. Huh? This is incredible, Phil.
Well, it is. It's an amazing story. It shows you how God breaks through the barriers of time, society, culture, and religion to reveal himself to people.
Bill Hotzenfeller,
is switching
thank you.
Your
God
wireless
bless.
Service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente!
Find a store or switch Suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A news update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, along with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. We're talking the economy, artificial intelligence, China, the usual stuff that's happening out there that is affecting our wallet, Jordan.
Yeah, well, artificial intelligence has really kind of taken over the world here. It's been driving the stock market. Any company related to it has just been soaring, particularly NVIDIA, which is the one that makes the chips that power all the artificial intelligence. That's now worth over $2 trillion in market value. The only other two companies in that same league are Apple and Microsoft. And it's just much more demand for their chips than they can possibly supply right now, because all these big companies, Meta and Google and Amazon and Microsoft, they're all buying these chips to power these artificial intelligence machines. And it's starting to get out in all kinds of ways.
Well, what's the prospect of bringing that back home where it belongs and where it started?
Well, I mean, NVIDIA makes the chips here. I mean, this is an American thing, which is good. And we have all the intellectual all places around the world are trying to get in on it. But we've got the lead in this area, luckily.
Right.
May not last, but we've got the lead right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it seems like, you know, when I say that, I'm thinking in the overall sector of manufacturing. You know, Joe Biden says, hey, we're bringing things back home. It's going to be made in America and this sort of thing. And then the next day he's talking about, you know, increasing income tax for corporate America from 21 to 28%. Well, that's not a how do you do welcome home, you know, kind of invite, is it?
No. That one of the reasons the economy took off after the 2017 tax cut was that corporate taxes went down and companies reinvested in the United States.
Yeah, and they started coming back home.
Yeah, they started coming back home because the tax rates were lower here than other places, particularly Europe. And now to bring it back the other direction is going to hurt that effort. I mean, China right now is on a huge export surge. Their exports worldwide are up 7% over a year ago. They're building new factories to build appliances and solar panels and cars. I mean, just to give you one example, BYD is an electric car company in China. They now make more cars and sell more cars than Tesla does. I mean, that's just one of many examples. So they're really going into export overdrive there. And their products are usually high quality and cheaper and highly subsidized. In many cases, they're selling them below cost. They're dumping them, in effect, to keep
people
employed.
And that's how they're able to sell more than Tesla's, because it's subsidized.
Correct. Yeah, a BYD is like $20,000, and a Tesla's like $40,000 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just as good, if not better. So, and they're exporting it to Europe as well, not the U.S. yet, but they're exporting it to Europe in a very big way.
Yeah.
So, this solar panels, 90% of solar panels are made in China these days. Precious metal, rare earth metal minerals, 97% come from China. It's scary. They're controlling all these areas that are vital to us in many ways.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it galls me because every time, we talk about solar panels, I go back to Solyndra, on the West Coast. Here they were, the pride and joy and, the future of this country and solar panels. And then no sooner do we make the deal, what do we send them? $500 billion or
something? $500 billion, that's right.
Yeah.
They just went bankrupt. That's right.
Yeah. And then Barack Obama, in his brilliant business mind, lets us get undercut by the Chinese that comes in and just swallows up the market and undersells Solyndra and puts them out of business.
Exactly.
But what did Barack Obama have to worry about? It wasn't his money, right?
That's right. But we've lost the market now. I mean, there's hardly any solar manufacturers left in the U.S. because they've been undercut by the Chinese so much. I mean, they're doing it to employ all those millions of Chinese. They don't even care if they make money. They just want to create jobs, basically.
Well, they got to keep them busy anyway, because these men they can't go to bars and look for chicks because there's no chicks around.
That is true. They killed
just
them.
Just saying. Yeah. They killed the women, and so now you got guys and I don't know what's going to go on. And some psychologists had reported that the LGBTQ community is growing in China just out of necessity, I guess.
If there's only men available, I guess that's all you have to go for. Yes.
Well, so then what you do is you send 30,000 plus to our southern border down in Mexico to hang out and creep in across the border with all the other illegal immigrants, and God only knows to do what, right?
But these are highly educated, successful Chinese that are coming across the border. These are not peasants at all.
What are you going to do? I mean, who's bidding? Are you going to do okay? Here's this talent coming across. Are they doing the bidding for America? Or are they doing the bidding for China?
Yeah, well, they don't like China. That's why they left there. So maybe they'll be good American.
You think it's a volunteer thing? You think that? Okay. I don't know. I mean, everything is so mired in such deception, Jordan. It's hard to keep track of it. And even when you get the president who, has a moment of truth and refers to an illegal as an illegal and brain bruises the beltway, elites. They're still taking medication for it. They all went to Migraineville. I can't believe you said that.
It'll all be solved by artificial intelligence. You see, that's our salvation. I mean, it's going everywhere. I mean, they're making movies now. There's an artificial intelligence where you can type in by text, and it instantly creates a super high quality video of whatever that is. Bill Martinez being.
Yeah, we won't even have to do the show. You're going to be AI'd, Jordan. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I can't even imagine
that
you'd be AI'd. It would not be the same.
Being an inaugurated as president, the whole thing, and you can just create that video instantly. You know,
that's scary. It's bad enough we had this last president inaugurated. I keep saying, is this what this institution has developed? I mean, this organism has developed, Joe Biden. You know, we brought Joe Biden in. Something wrong with the organism. You know, there's we got host problems here that need to be, need to be cleaned up much more severely than just the wrong use of terms, supposedly, because you use illegal. But, this is where we are right now. And China, like I was saying to somebody else the other day, Jordan, is that China, their organism is producing on what President Xi has said it was going to produce. It's been consistent. It's there.
Right.
You know,
right.
But here in America, because we get these politicians and these leaders, these elite leaders who deal in the realm of the theoretical and want to reinvent the wheel. And great job. Now, you reinvented the wheel to such a degree that we got Joe Biden as president. We're stuck with this guy.
Yeah.
I'd say we need to break this up, right?
Well, maybe we could have an artificial intelligence, Joe Biden, and maybe we'd have real intelligence.
You think so?
Let the black box figure it all out.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, the thing would be firing up, and the synapses would be flying around so hard they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. But, so what are we going to do? I mean, to listen to Joe Biden, everything is hunky and dory, but people's wallets don't feel the same as Joe Biden's sentiments. Go ahead.
Right. They're just not feeling it, and you're seeing that in the polls. The numbers officially look okay, although even the recent inflation numbers were moving up, not down. But people are just not feeling that good right now, and that's why he's down in the polls.
Yeah. How can you feel good when the reality is you go to the grocery store, you're paying more. I don't know what it's estimated that America is paying, somewhere between 10,000-11,000 more per year for what we paid for last year. I mean, that's devastating. I mean, you cannot get a wage hike enough in order to make that work.
And people are not doing it. That's correct. Their wages are not. And as a result, they're going into debt. We're seeing credit card debt soaring well over $1 trillion now.
Yeah, and then the president, speaking of making things up, and then the president says, well, it's because you're getting less Oreo cookies and there's shrinkage and stuff like that that's going on.
I don't think that's a major problem, actually.
He sure spent some time on this. Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Bill.
And you as well. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get emails from your listeners, Bill.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The matter is our marriages and families have been under attack for decades, the truth be known. And focus on the family, this has been one of their key values that they've held to. And right now we've got the senior public relations specialist talking about Focus on the Family's new opening of Hope Restored. Bob Stevens is with us now. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you this morning.
So help us understand. I mean, it's like from the history of man, marriage has, you know, there's been no relenting in terms of the attack on marriages. It just makes you wonder. I mean, this is just, it is a constant, isn't it?
It is. There are a lot of factors that go into marriages getting off track, going the wrong direction. Everything from not communicating well to infidelity, pornography, money problems, blended families, sickness or health, career conflicts. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Intimacy, right. Sexual issues. What our Hope Restored program does, and we've got five of these now, we are opening a new one, a ribbon cutting, mm-hmm. if you will, on this uh-huh. Saturday, about 40 miles west of Austin, Texas. But what we do is address these with qualified counselors, licensed therapists, and their marriage experts, if you will. And they address all these issues. As you said, it's been going on since the caveman days because male and female, we are different, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, no doubt. And, I guess on one hand, I always have to laugh at this is when, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and they were wondering, they put this proposition in front of them and said, hey, what happens with this one gal? She's married to this one brother. There's seven brothers. And she goes to each through the entire family. I mean, all seven brothers die. And of course, in the Jewish tradition, in order to, I guess to keep the name going, the next brother in line marries the wife, and so after she's gone through all seven, the question is, okay, whose wife is she in heaven? And Jesus says, you don't understand Scripture. You know, there's no marriage in heaven. And, and you can't help but chuckle a little bit about that, because here on earth we have this struggle in marriages. But after everything is all said and done, you know, there's no marriage in heaven. Now, there might be some husbands and wives who are saying, hallelujah, thank God. But meanwhile, here we are on earth, you know, dealing with something that God has instituted. He has sanctified, the institution of marriage. And it's because it's part of his earthly plan to combat, to combat the evils of the devil, right?
Correct. And when I get to heaven and my wife Patty is there, we are going to embrace each other, and we will be spiritually connected still. That's how I see it happening. And I tell you, 2 years into this marriage, I knew it was going to work because God was involved. And we look to Him for guidance. Sometimes we need more. We need more help than that. This is a biblically based counseling service that we have. And in the 21 years Hope Restored's been open, we've helped over 11,000 couples. Now, 99% of those, according to our surveys, say that they would definitely recommend this to their neighbor, their family members, or whomever. And 8 out of 10 have avoided divorce. Now, that's a pretty amazing statistic.
It's a hopeful statistic, Bob. When you had 8 out of 10 saying, hey, we were heading, probably most of them were saying we were heading to divorce, and we were able to hit a reverse gear and bring this back together again, was asked of Jesus, why did Moses authorize divorce? He said, because of the hardness of your heart, and that it was never God's intent. But sometimes we're just so stubborn, aren't we?
We are. I can attest to that, and so would my wife. Most of it on my end, I'll say. I just want your listeners to know what Hope Restored's about.
Yes.
And focused in general. Over the last in the last year, we had 170,000 marriages that were in crisis that we helped. Not all of those through Hope Restored, but just through Focus on the Family General, our marriage ministry. And over 500,000 marriages that were strengthened. Now, these are people that reached out to us and said, hey, can I get some of your materials? And one of the biggest things, though, is this Hope Restored. And what it's about is you go to, I'll call it a campus. It's a tranquil setting. We have really upscale lodging, individual cabins or bungalows, however is appropriate. We're in Georgia. We're in Michigan. We're in Arizona, we're in Branson, Missouri, and now we're in a small town of Wimberley, Texas, just west of Austin. And I'll be going there this weekend for the ribbon cutting. And we've got a couple who's going to be interviewed by our president, Jim Daly, on stage. And they went through the program 16 years ago. And,
oh, wow.
And I talked to this gentleman when we did a screening of a movie that we're going to partner with. And he says, he swears that Hope Restored saved their marriage. I mean, he was adamant about that. They were headed to divorce. Things weren't good. And this turned it around. Now, what Hope Restored
what was key for him, Bob?
We're going to talk on the phone like tomorrow, and then he's going to be at this event on Saturday down in Texas. So we were going to, and I'm set him up for some interviews down there, him and his wife. And I don't know that specific thing. What I've heard is that it goes back to the things about learning to communicate better. We all know that's kind of a problem. But how do you dig in deep and solve these things where if it's a financial strain or there was broken trust, that's the worst thing that can happen in a marriage. What these involve at Hope Restored, Bill, is like 3 to 5 days of intensive therapy, and it's called intensives. And so you've got, you can do a one-on-one where you've got actually two counselors, but it's a private session, or you can do a group thing where you've got other couples in there and you've got multiple counselors there also. But you do this throughout the day. You go to the place, and it's God at work and helping turn these marriages around, which really save a lot of families.
Yeah. Well, I mean, give us an idea. I mean, you're saying these intensives, what, 3, 4 days, 5 days where you're there? I mean, is this like 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. type of thing, or how does this play out?
It's more of a work day, if you will, working on your marriage. You get the evening to yourself. They feed you 3 squares a day. And I've looked at the survey and our site and the information, and everything is rated really highly, from the lodging to the, you know, the meals and the staff and all that kind of stuff that you see. But you get up in the morning, you eat, you have a session, you eat again, you have another session, you know, you have breaks in there. A lot of it's introspection and learning about your spouse. You know, what have you, what made you fall in love with them that you've forgotten about? And how do you fix this and get the train back on track?
Exactly. And obviously there is an investment that's involved here. What are we looking at, Bob?
The price varies for if you are individual or 3-day private, we call it, or 5-day private. If it's a 4-day group session, it's the price I'm looking at is $39.50. So it's not cheap. But then you're going to ask yourself, what's my marriage worth?
Well, exactly. Well, you could invest in your marriage or pay for a divorce attorney. Last time I checked, divorce attorney, I mean, you know, $3,900 is probably just open to play. You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that.
Right.
Yeah, get me on retainer for a week there, and we just got started. What I will say is my wife and I remodeled a couple of bathrooms last year, and we spent way more than this. And that was stressful. It's just one of the things you go through being married. So this is a small price to pay, and I would venture to say anyone who wants to help save their marriage can get a $4,000 loan to make this work. And with an 80% success rate, I think God has opened up this avenue through focus to help a lot of marriages, and it's coming to fruition.
Well, you know, so no matter what struggles you and your spouse are up against or how deep the hurt goes, and you deal with that. I mean, that's we're talking relationship. The thing that you reinforce is that God sees you, right? God is seeing what's going on. Go ahead, and I'm going to let you. We got about a minute left here. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
All right. Love the going out music. I'm looking at some numbers here to better answer your question. If you're in a 4-day group, it's about 32 hours. So it is about 8 hours a day, like I said. If you're in a 3-day private, it's about 6.5 hours a day, and the same for a 5-day private. So I would encourage people to go to focusonthefamily.com or hoperestored.focusonthefamily.com and check this out. If you feel like your marriage is going the wrong direction, perhaps God and this Hope Restored program can help you get back to where you want to be and help you and your family and your kids.
Maybe there's a reason why you happen to tune in and you're hearing Bob Stevens talk about Hope Restored and the new opening of this Texas facility. Thank you,
Bob. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you